good afternoon. Welcome to the BBC and the live concert.
Oh yeah!
Thank you, wonderful people. I do a new song now, which is off our new album, which is called New. This song is called Save Us.
Oh,
Thank you. Thank you very much. And welcome to Maida Vale Studios. Then I came to a very long time ago. Yeah, man. Sweet memories, anyway. If you come to Maida Vale, does that mean you're made available? Oh, give us a chance. I thought that was rather good, that. I was up all night thinking of that. Okay, here's a song we'd like to do. This is dedicated to my Mrs. Nancy. Two. What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine. And she was right. This love of mine, my Valentine. As days and nights would pass me by, I'd tell myself that I was waiting for a sign. Then she appeared, a love so fine, my Valentine. And I will love her for life. I will never let a day go by without remembering the reasons why. She makes me certain that I can fly, and so I do without a care. I know that someday soon the sun is gonna shine, and she'll be there. This love of mine, my Valentine. Someday soon the sun was gonna shine, and she was right. This love of mine, my Valentine. Thank you. Okay. That's a lot. I'm the one that left me in 1985. We left the blue. She may be right, she may be fine, she may be low, but she won't be mine. Oh, Thank you. Okay. That was a big wardrobe change. Thank you. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. It's good here, isn't it? Hey. Come on, give it up for Liverpool. Stephen Wayne. Oh, yeah. Okay. So... Every day she thinks the morning about you on her head. Wraps her towel around her when she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day. Slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the bucket of her raincoat. At the office where the papers roll, she takes a break. Drinks another coffee and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day.
Just another day.
See you all here. I've been listening on the radio, Chris Evans giving it all that. And thank you, Chris, for the plugs and everything. And welcome winners of competitions and things. Yeah, that's good, isn't it? Okay, we'd like to do a new song off the new album. This one's called Everybody Out There. A new one, and this is definitely not. This is going back into the 60s.
You said you will love me if I have to go.
Thank you very much. Hello there to all the listeners listening to this in the Great British Isles and beyond the Great British Isles. Yeah, there it is. I knew it was there. Okay. This is another new song, and this one is called New. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What's gonna be? Don't look at me.
A lot. Okay, so we're going to try another new one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this one is called Queenie Eye. This is based on a street game when I was a kid. You know, somebody used to stand out front, turn his back to us, and we would all go, Queenie Eye, Queenie Eye, who's got the ball? I haven't got it. It isn't in my pocket. O-U-T spells out. You see? And it stuck with me. Here it is. 2, 3, 4. There were rules you never told me. Never came up with a plan. All the stories that you sold me didn't help me understand. But I had to get it worked out. And nobody who could help. Suddenly in the end it turned out. Witches, wicked witches, fast to blame.
was nervous, but I did it. Now I'm going back for more.
Okay. Right. Having a good time?
Yeah.
Okay. And you paid a lot to get in. So, you know, I know. All right. Song which is off Sergeant Pepper, an album What We Once Made. And interesting story about this song is I used to go around to John's to write with him, and he had this poster on his wall, which was an old circus poster, and So it said, being for the benefit of Mr. Kite. And it said, Henry the Horse, Dances the Waltz, Somerset, and all, the whole thing was on the poster. So he just kind of virtually wrote it down, you know. Here you go. For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there, play the Pablo Bankers Fair. What a scene! Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a haunted of real fire. In this way, Mr. Cable shouts the word. Celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Guy flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. Six, when Mr. K performs his tricks without a sound, and Mr. H will demonstrate the 10 Somerset here on the tape on solid ground. I mean, some days of preparation, ascended time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. K is coming the day. Thank you. Right. Okay. Right. It's been great being here in the studios of the Beeb. Dear old Beeb, let's hear it for the Beeb. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right then. So you might want to sing along at the end of this one. Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song. Thank you. this time just the guys, just the fellas. One more time, gentlemen, come on, boys. All right, this time just the girls. Come on, ladies. Oh yeah. Sounds so sweet to me. One more time. Now everybody all together, come on, todos juntos. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Thank you. Can we have a little chat? Is that okay? Okay. Should we move to the forward, or do you want to sit at the piano? We'll go to the front. Okay, okay. So, you can do your own review of your own gig now, so you can tell us exactly how it was for you. If you take that microphone.
Yeah.
The microphone. Okay. There you go. Okay. How was that for you?
The earth moved.
The earth moved. Did the earth move for you lot as well? That must be a sweet feeling at the end when you hear that. I mean, what fine voice they are in as well today, the audience.
Yeah, it's great, you know, it's lovely to be at the Beeb, it's lovely to have this live audience here, and we're grooving, it's great.
How on earth do you decide with you know, back catalogues that you have, how do you decide on the songs that you play when you do a show like this?
It's crazy, you know, we just decide really right before the show what we feel like doing.
I did keep asking, we were trying to find out, and it was like, no, yeah. It'll tell you, when it gets out there, then you'll know. Yeah,
I didn't know. Yeah. No, Chris Evans asked me on the radio this morning, what are you going to do? I said, I have no idea. I don't know why we do that. We could plan it.
You could make
it kind of keeps it a little bit more fresh for us, you know. And so, yeah, we just do it the minute before the show.
Now, this place, Maida Vale, is somewhere that you've been once or twice in your life. What kind of memories do you have of here?
Dim.
Yeah, I didn't want to press you too much.
No, it was really exciting, you know, because we were just young boys coming to the hallowed Beeb. And we've been listening to the Beeb, obviously, since we were kids. So it meant a lot to us, and there was a show called Saturday Morning. What was it called? Saturday Club.
I don't know, wasn't there?
You don't know? Are you sure?
No. I don't think
before
I do.
Before my time, too. But anyway, there was a Saturday Morning show with Brian Matthews that we used to listen to all the time, and it was just great, you know, because we used to hear a lot of the modern music. So finally, we came down and we were on it, and then they asked us to be on a show called Pop Go the Beatles. So it was great, lovely memories.
Really lovely memories. And you've just got the new album coming out, which has been, you've got four producers on this album, so I'm going to try and remember the notes. It's Ethan Johns, it was Giles Martin, Paul Epworth and Mark Ronson who you worked with on this album.
Oh, God, yeah.
Without looking at my notes at all. What is a, where did that idea come from? Because I think it's made you very relevant to a whole different audience this time around. People are really taking this album very seriously, and they should too, because it's a great album.
You know, I just wanted to find a producer, basically. I didn't know who I was going to work with. So I knew the work of these four guys, and I knew they'd all done great stuff. I knew I loved what they did. I think they since thought I didn't know anything about them, but I did. And so I just met up with each one, thinking that I would be able to choose one of them. Say, okay, he's the guy I should finish the album with. But it didn't work that way. They were just all so cool. And we did a kind of slightly different approach on each one. So I just thought, I'm just going to keep recording until we've got enough. So, yeah, I ended up with all four.
It's good because it kind of works, because it's like a tapestry, I think, this album, because there are so many different feelings for each of the tracks, because they come from the different producers.
Well, yeah, at first, you know, I was getting a little bit worried about that. I thought, it's not going to have the cohesion that you want on an album. But then I remembered that with the Beatles, we'd been very against making the same track twice. We would even say to Ringo, did you use that drum on the last record? He'd say, yeah. He'd say, okay, we've got to switch it. And so we'd go over to a piano or something, or a packing case, and thump that. So we, if you listen to the Beatles stuff, it's all very varied within the album. So then I felt better about it. I thought, oh, that's okay for them. It's okay for me. Good group. You know what I mean?
They were a good group. They were a fairly good group. Yeah. And in terms of bringing, you know, stuff that you're listening to at the moment into this record, because it's important to know what's going on out there. Who have you been seeing? You went and checked out Rihanna, I believe.
Yeah, I go to quite a lot of the shows. I mean, because they're good, and I kind of want to check them out, see what they're doing. Jay-Z and Kanye at the O2 was a great show.
And when you watch them, are you watching with a critical eye, or are you thinking, are there any things you can learn from them that you can get steal, or do you just watch in awe?
Steal, basically.
Steal, basically, yeah, yeah.
So I just look, yeah, I'll have that, a bit of that, and a bit of that. Now, I didn't really know, because, I mean, I knew vaguely what Jay-Z and Kanye were doing. But when you see the whole show, I think the whole idea that this urban poetry, it really affected me. I thought, well, that's great, you know. I don't go and write like that, because I can't. That's their bag, you know. But, yeah, I like to see the shows.
And when you see someone like Miley Cyrus, who obviously a lot of people are talking about at the moment, she's got a number one album, or had a number one album, and you see her working things out, what's your view on her? Because she's a young artist making a very, very big impression on the music scene.
Disgusting.
But you don't mean that,
do
you?
No, of course I don't mean it. I mean, I think there's like, it's ridiculous the way everyone's going, oh dear me, shouldn't do that. I mean, it's not like we haven't seen it before. And she's a young girl, you know. Somebody said to me, you know, these days in the in that kind of field she's in, it's up in Wales somewhere. No, in that kind of field she's in, there's a lot of noise. So you've got to do something to get above the chatter. And I think that's what you'll see a lot of the guys doing, or the girls doing. I don't think it was bad at all, you know. She looked good, I thought.
Hey.
I can twerk with the best of them.
Sadly, we saw no twerking today. Rob Bright,
I don't know.
I ain't twerking, not even with you, Paul McCartney.
Oh, dear me.
Was it off-putting at all seeing the likes of Rob Brydon standing right in front of you? About, you know, look at his little face. And he's got a scarf on his jacket. And he's even brought his umbrella along.
He's got his umbrella,
today.
Yeah.
And he sang every word to nearly every song.
You know, it's great, but it's a bit intimidating, Rob.
Yeah. Just do what you know.
Yes, that's all.
Relax and do what you know.
It, love. Yeah. No, it's great. You know, it's you do spot up certain faces. You go, oh, my God, I know him, I know her.
There must be familiar faces that you see all the time. Yeah. When you do your shows, we're talking like 3 hours, three-hour performances that you're doing, and I read that you don't even stop for water. Let's talk fitness then, and stamina and your voice. Do you work out? Because you look pretty fit. He looks pretty fit, doesn't he? Yeah?
I'm holding it in. I work out a little bit. You know, I go to the gym. I used to hate it in school, but I like it now. It's kind of nice. And I do a few little things that, you know, keep me fit. I think this keeps you fit, you know, doing a lot of this. But
well, you've got to keep in shape if you're doing something like this, because you're not going to want to see yourself and go, oh, no, I shouldn't have drunk that beer last night. Because it's important. It's a, you know, you're a performer, aren't you?
Yeah.
Drink beer? I can't. Do you drink?
Well, I drink after the show.
After the show.
You should come and join us sometime. We have a right old. But, you know, before the show, I don't like to do that. I kind of get filled up, you know. So I don't mind doing that after the show. We have a bit of a laugh with the guys. But this is funny, like, girls often say to me, "Oh, you didn't have a drink of water." And I'm saying, well, can you imagine the Beatles, you know? "Love you, yeah, yeah, hang on." Or Elvis. "Since my baby, hang on." It just never happened. Nobody ever drank water where I'm from.
And finally, what would you say to your 17-year-old self, that, you know, you can now look back over your career, but that kid at 17 years old, what would he have thought of what you've achieved, what's happened in your life and where you are now?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think he would have believed it. I don't know. I'd say, watch out, kid, because be ready for this, you know.
Would there be any advice that you would give yourself?
I think, you know, just take it easy. Try and keep your feet on the ground and give up the coil winding job. I could have stuck with it. Could have been one of the world's finest coil winders.
Well, we're very glad that you did, that you gave it up and you did follow this path. And at the end of today, when you get out, because you've had a really long day and you've worked very hard and you've made some great music for us, what happens when you walk in the house, you shut the door, then what happens?
Oh, yeah, have a drink, turn the telly on.
What do you watch? What's your favourite show?
Everything. It's preferably rubbish. I like, you know, I like just the sort of mindless shows. I'm not going to name them. But you know which ones I'm talking about. I like a lot of telly, you know. I think there's a lot of good stuff kind of thing. So, yeah, that's my relaxation.
You just sit back and you relax. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you,
Joe. Thank you for the show. It's been wonderful. Okay.